Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Good. You chose another antidepressant poem this week. This comes from the British Journal of Psychiatry. As usual, it addresses, I think, a really important practical point, which is if our antidepressant treatment doesn't work, what do we do? We generally treat unipolar depression for about 4 weeks before we decide whether antidepressants have sufficiently relieved a person's symptoms. When at that point the patient shows little improvement after this 4 week period, it's reasonable to consider additional treatment. And as we've talked about in the past, that treatment can be additional medication, it can be psychotherapy. The question this week is, does a lack of this early symptom improvement after a few weeks in patients who are treated for depression, does this go on to mean that they're not going to respond to treatment and we should change treatments at that point? How long should we wait? This article published in the British Journal of Psychiatry in 2019, it starts on page 4.
Yeah, this was a meta-analysis of randomized trials, and it was, you know, it's a bit of a practice changer for me at least, and I found the results kind of surprising and useful. They used individual patient data from 30 studies of the treatment of severe major depressive disorder with a second-generation antidepressant, overall, so SSRI, SNRI, that category, not tricyclics. Overall, they had data on 2,184 patients who got placebo, and over 6,000 who received an antidepressant. After 6 weeks of treatment, about half of the treated patients had responded, and about a third were in remission of their symptoms. By 12 weeks, the rate was 68% response and 49% remission. So it went from 50 to 68 in terms of response and 33 to 49% in terms of remission. So waiting that additional 6 weeks, there was significantly more response. Patients with early improvement by 2 weeks were very likely to respond by 6 weeks, but almost a third of patients without an early response at 6 weeks, 43% of them responded by 12 weeks. So there wasn't any individual symptom response that predicted eventual response or remission. So the symptoms, it was just sort of the global assessment of response. And so I think the bottom line message is don't be in too big of a hurry to change or add treatments. You know, we talked about augmentation before. If they don't respond in the first couple of weeks, you know, early response is a good predictor of later response. But even those who don't respond at 2 weeks, there's a good chance that they will respond at 6 to 12 weeks. So I think we perhaps need to be a bit more patient, not immediately, you know, bounce from one drug to a new drug, but instead give it a little more time and, you know, support our patients through that.
One of the things, Mark, that I find very helpful in this early period is before we even begin treatment, whatever the treatment is to identify with the patient a number of things, as many as I can, but usually at least two or three that the patient and I are going to look at when they come in to see if they're better. It's really hard in 2 weeks to have the patient come in and say, well, are you feeling better? Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes, you know, they don't recognize that, yes, they're sleeping better, or yes, they're looking forward to things, or yes, they're more active, or yes, they're back at the gym, et cetera. So if we can identify three or four elements, I find that that's really helpful for the patient to see whether they're actually making progress or not.
Yeah, and that can be done sort of, you know, qualitatively. You can also use something like the PHQ-9, which, you know, many people use when they're formally diagnosing, and then repeat that and see, you know, are there any of those 9 elements that are significantly better, that are improving, and, you know, seeing that, and you know, it's hard for patients to see on a day-to-day basis, and it can be helpful to, you know, say, you know, compared to 2 weeks ago, not compared to yesterday, but 2 weeks ago, how are you feeling, you know, different than you, right, than you did. So yeah, it's a terrible disease, and a big part of primary care is managing it effectively. So I thought this was a really important poem.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you in a week.
Sounds good.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.